Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you. Welcome to Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you. For Tuesday, November 25th, 2014, this broadcast is designed to service the African-American communities in Chicago and around the world. Today's segment is called CBBN Business Journals. CBBN Business Journals will feature interviews with business owners and other innovators from around the world. All of our shows and our entire network have been dedicated from the beginning to keeping the memory and spirit of Mayor Harold Washington on the minds and in the hearts of our people. Today marks the 27th year anniversary of the death of Harold Washington. We simply ask you to take a few moments to think back on the greatness in this man and how his contributions made you feel to the city of Chicago. How do you remember Harold Washington? And take the time today to share these memories with someone else, someone who maybe was too young at that time to really, really remember him or to know his history. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, author of Black America, Asking Ourselves the Tough Questions, now available on Amazon.com. And you can get an autographed copy of The Tough Questions at AskingOurselvesTheToughQuestions.info. I'm also a producer for this series and founder of Chicago's Black Business Network. Chicago's Black Business Network is a social media management and training organization. We are changing the way that Chicago connects. You may visit us at Chicago, that's Chicago with an S, Chicago's Black Business Network, and be a part of all that we do. Ms. Audrey Woodley has been scheduled to be our guest today, and she is not on the line as of yet. Her book is Manifesting in High Heels, and she is the president and founder of Changing Oasis Incorporated, and you can visit her website at changing.com. Now, we just want to take a few minutes. We're going to update you on what's going on with CBBN. Right now, we are very, very much in the midst of developing this new radio network. This is something that's very, very important to us. It is a priority for us in the coming year, 2015. I like to think that I am a visionary, and I can see the possibilities of this being something great, not only for our organization, but for the city of Chicago as well. We've put out a request, and I hope that you will share this information. We'd like to create a special segment on the law. Now, the following areas are of the greatest interest to us, and we've put out a call for attorneys. And if you know any attorneys that will be interested in working with us, please have them call me at 773-609-2226. The areas we're most interested in sharing information about: criminal law, civil law, and family law. Now, we had a Chicago-based attorney call us regarding employment law. We had not considered that as one of the areas that we were going to put in this special segment, the special law segment on Chicago's Black Business Radio Network. But after our conversation with her, and she handles mostly, of course, employment disputes and discrimination disputes, we felt that it was just as important to make this one of our genres and to present this information to you on a weekly basis. So we're looking forward to launching those four shows in the upcoming year. Also, going hand in hand with that, we're going to start a new segment called Giving Chicago Ex-Offenders a Fresh Start. And that show is going to be hosted by Charles Hardwick and Antonio Day. So you can stay tuned for details of their launch date. In approaching Charles about this show, I had the idea that we would call it reentry. But the show entails so much more Fresh Start is sort of like a branding name for them. And we had some controversy and some thoughts going back and forth about using the term ex-offenders. So this is going to be a very, very interesting show to watch Charles and Antonio go back and forth, even on something like that, because they have different opinions, various opinions on those two things as we were sitting down and going through the particulars about this show. But both of them are with Howard Area Community Center, Howard Area Employment Center up on Howard and Palina, and very well known up there about the work that they do with ex-offenders. And we're going to talk about the subject just is going to vary. There is so much information available. There's so much that still needs to be done. There is so much that can be done. And I'm just excited that they made a decision to join our network. I think that my choice, and I am patting myself on the back right now, I think my choice to ask them to join the network when I approached Charles, he said, let's do it. I explained to him what it is I wanted. I explained to him what it was I was looking for, and he said, let's do it. And here we are now manifesting, bringing it into the reality for the Chicago citizens that we know need our support, that we know that we can make a difference for, that we know that we can give a helping hand in them making a fresh start. I personally think it's a choice that they must make, but I think that we can lend a hand and that we should. We don't have to repeat what the numbers are as far as incarceration. We don't have to repeat what's going on with the police department and the black community or the world community. But what we do need to do is make a difference and give people choices and help them, not make decisions for them, but helping them in making choices and making decisions that will make a difference in their life. And this is going to be a very important show for us. Also, every Sunday, there is a show scheduled on our network, Classroom DNA with Ms. Phyllis Alston, and we want to just certainly take our hats off to her. And she's been diligently broadcasting every week almost for this entire year, Classroom DNA. She is an educator, a trained educator, and she is committed to providing you with information. The show is directed at parents. That's who should be listening to the show. You know, or you may or may well not know, that October was National Bullying Prevention Month, and she did a series on that. She did a three-part series on that particular subject. As a matter of fact, her first show that she did on our network, this is how strong she feels about it, was on bullying. So we're very excited to have her still as a part of the network, growing and sharing information. Now, another young lady from Fisk University, Ms. Naila Ogle, is on Wednesday evenings on our network at 5:30 p.m. It's Wednesday evening, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And she's in the midst of finals right now. And so, therefore, that makes us not her priority. But she will be back with us very, very soon. She did record three shows. And we get excited because when she started recording these shows, even with those last three shows, we could see, and at least she informed us that it made a difference in what was going on with her. Of course, we invite anyone who has no broadcasting experience to be a part of what we do. The shows led to her being asked to be on a panel for a documentary. And she said, I think, Sonia, and I, without me having these shows announced, that would have happened. So she's excited about that, and she's working on a documentary. So her plate is full. This is her last year at Fisk, and she's working on that documentary. She's sitting on that panel, and her father has joined her as a special media correspondent for Chicago's Black Business Radio Network. He is going to, once a month, with his daughter, Naila Ogle, his name is James Ogle, produce a show on personal power. And they did record one. And it is powerful information. And it's very enjoyable. And it is directed at her generation, which is Generation Y. It's a conversation, a father and daughter conversation, that is there. She's interviewing him. But it's directed specifically to her age group, 21, Generation Y. And did an excellent job, So if you go to Our Perspective, if you go to blogtalkradio.com/OurPerspectiveCBBN, you will be able to listen to that program. You can also go to Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com. Our blog is there, and you can see all our broadcasters listed there and all of their shows, their play boxes for all of their shows there. And we absolutely are inviting you to be a part of all that we do. Now, also, Chicago Street Journal, which you know, is headed up by Ron Carter. Ron Carter has been head of that organization for almost 20 years. Regardless of what you're hearing, he is still at the head of that organization. It was formerly South Street Journal. It is now Chicago Street Journal. It's a citywide publication. You can go to issuu.com/Chicago Street Journal and follow the newspaper. We are producing, and you will see more of that coming up in January as well. We are producing a show that is in line with the newspaper, talking about current events, talking about Chicago concerns in relationship to the news, interviewing people who are involved in making a difference and making a change. One of our slogans for Chicago's Black Business Network, for which I'm the founder, and that's how we led to Chicago's Black Business Radio Network. It came after our social media network. Is that we're changing the way that Chicago connects. And this is really my vision. This is really what I am hoping to do. Change the way that Chicago connects. It is my hope, and I hope that you join me in this and be a part of it, that we hear voices, that we present voices that we don't hear all the time. There are a lot of people who have a lot of concerns. There are a lot of people working on a lot of issues. There are a lot of people involved in a lot of things. People say, we need to do something. We got to do something. People are doing things. They're doing something every second of the day. The forces against us are outnumbering us, but they are there. They have ideas. They have passions, and they care, and they love their people. And we want to hear about these voices. Diana Long, who is the executive director over at Urban Art Retreat, is going to be one of our first guests because we're going to talk about the arts. Ron Carter is an artist. If you go to his Facebook page, you'll see some of his pieces there. And so that's one of the areas that we want to talk about. We're not specializing in that, but it'll give us an opportunity to learn. It'll give us an opportunity to learn what opportunities are available for artists. They have some free studio hours over there, and that's something that should be shared because artists are always looking for places to work. We all are. Even if you work at home, even if you paint at home, even if you write at home, sometimes you need to step out of that box in order to get those creative juices flowing. And they're providing a space, for some time, some limited time for artists to come over and work with them. And she's working very hard over there. And so we want to talk with her about her visions and what they're doing. We know that Pastor Harold Bailey hosted a debate for the mayoral candidates. And we want to get some feedback from him on what his stance is, especially today as we look back and we reflect on Mayor Harold Washington, our mayor of the city of Chicago. If you look at my Facebook posting, and it's under Sonia Perdue, you'll see that I've posted some of his videos today just so that people can start a dialogue, and we should have a dialogue, and we should have dialogues repeatedly about Mayor Harold Washington and what he did and what he said. He had some powerful things he said about the city of Chicago. He had some very powerful things, if you listen to some of the videos that I posted, during his 1983 campaign about Mayor Daley and his son. He did not bite his tongue, as the young people say. He did not stutter, as the young people say. Get you some business and check that out. Follow in his footsteps. Listen to what he said. There's a video there, Eddie Vidoliak and him having some controversy there. Let us not forget that some of those people are still sitting at the table at the city council. Let us not forget these people are still sitting in the background controlling and pulling the strings in the black community. Let us not forget that in 27 years, it may look like it on the surface, but we've made little progress. Now, you can agree with me or not, or disagree with me, and that is your choice. But for me, people, my people, for me, stand on an L track. That's what you do. You stand on an L track. You look at the skyline in the city of Chicago. Look at the skyline. Where are our skyscrapers? That's going to be one of my books, one of my books coming out. I'm going to sit down and write it one day. Why black people don't build skyscrapers? Where is the building that has our name on it, our black face on it? If you name one, I'll be grateful. How many buildings are there downtown? How many skyscrapers are there downtown? Then multiply that by 50 states. Where are we in 2014? You better get real about it. You better get real about this racial wealth gap. This is not what the show is supposed to be about, but how can I make the show any different when you look around at the suffering? Let's be real, people. Look around at the suffering. The financial suffering is leading to all other kind of suffering. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We live in a capitalistic society. Money makes a difference, and we are suffering. The time is out for dancing, singing, and shouting. You can sing all day, you can shout all day, you can do what you want to. And it has not made a difference in the hearts of the people who control this city and this country. So in honoring Harold Washington, I really wish you would listen to some of his YouTube tapes. Get pumped up. Think about it. Look at those skyscrapers in every city across this country and tell me how many do we own. And I'm going to recall this about Harold Washington. I saw Harold Washington in November at the Black Contractors Annual Ball or Annual Conference or Ball or whatever it was. And I've repeated this story a few times on the show. And at that time, in his speech, he was discussing the disparity in the contracts, the construction industry. There's a mandate set down for a certain percentage to African Americans because of our population size. Now, what those particulars are, I don't know. I could find out if I wanted to. It's a matter of public record and a matter of law. It was passed as an ordinance, I'm quite sure. That percentage was not being reached. And you know what? And you know what? With all those blacks sitting around the table up at City Hall, you know what? It's not being met now. 27 years later, it is not being met now. How many black aldermen do we have sitting at the table over there? How many times have you been re-electing these aldermen? Then where does the responsibility lie? I think that to say that is horrible, that after 27 years, after watching that man make that speech and talking about that very particular thing, that there is none, almost no measurable progress. the suffering in our community is great. The suffering in our community is great. I want to, we can all make a difference, and we make our differences in different ways. We can all make a difference, and we make those differences in different ways. Decide the way that you can make the difference. This is the way that I do it. This is the way that I do it, bringing information. I'm hoping that that makes a difference. I'm hoping that when I use the slogan, changing the way that Chicago connects, as we move towards this radio network, that we are making a difference. On Ron Carter's first show, in Jerry was our guest, and Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. was our first guest on that show. So you can go back in the archives. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Chicago Street Journal if you wish, or you can go to Chicago's Black Business Radio Network and you can listen to that show. Okay? We're going to do a part two with them because there's so much information that they wanted to share and we didn't get opportunity to share everything that they wanted to talk about that evening. So we're going to do a part two with them. This is the kind of programming that we're interested in. We're very interested in having the law programs. It would be wonderful to go to some of the law schools and talk about some of the projects that they've been working on, such as those who have been incarcerated falsely for what now this new story coming out, 40 years. Can it be real? Yes, it can. Yes, it can. I want to thank you. I know that people have all kind of obstacles that come up and things do happen. And Ms. Audrey Woodley, that something obviously happened with her this morning. And we want to be sure to invite her back again. You can visit her website at changingoasis.com. And her book is Manifesting in High Heels, which is available on Amazon.com. Don't forget that when you have an opportunity, go to AskingOurselvesTheToughQuestions.com and order an autographed copy of my book. I'd appreciate it. And let's schedule an interview. Answer one of the tough questions. And I guess my tough questions for the day as I leave you today would be, how are you going to make change? How are you going to make change? How are you going to make a difference? I'm looking at a new me. Are you looking at a new you? I had the conversation this morning with someone. And stay tuned to our network. If you're interested in being a host, take a look at our blog, Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com. Take a look at it. Our information is there on how you can join our team. If it's something, if one of those areas you'd like to come in and be a part of, we are looking for a sports show, and we can talk about the ideas for that show. If you have some new show ideas, we'd be interested in it. We would like an author because we want a show specifically interviewing authors. We do want one. Now, there's so many different areas we can cover, but in our slogan said, we're all black, all news are you. Everyone does not have to be black, but they have to be able to communicate with our target market, which is the black community. Now, we also would like a show on entertainment, but it would be the entertainment business. It's not a music show where you play music and sing and dance and tap. And, well, if you tap, we can't see it, but that type of thing. So we are looking for a variety of shows. CBB and Business Journals is where we interview business and other innovators from around the world. So it's strictly a business show, okay, for business, small business owners. It's a way that they promote their businesses and that type of thing. We also do some social media management. If you need your Twitter account taken care of, your Facebook account taken care of, we do those type of things. We send out tweet packages for people. We don't charge them $9 a month at this particular point, because we know that many people are overwhelmed with social media and that they need social media, period. They do. So we just want to thank you for permitting me to have this time with you. I do appreciate it. If you need to reach me by phone, 773-609-2226. I am certainly an email person and will prefer it that way. cbbn2012@gmail.com, and I'll repeat that for you. If you need to send me a line, ask a question, interested in being a host, want to do an interview on one of the tough questions, want to get connected with one of our broadcasters, maybe you want to connect with one of them on their shows, whatever it may be, we're here to connect you with other people. We have a couple of groups on Facebook. We have a Chicago's Black Business Network group, a Chicago's Black Business Radio Network group. We have a Tough Questions group over there. So please come over and follow us on Facebook. Our Twitter is Chicago Black Biz, B-U-S. Chicago Black Biz. So follow us on Twitter. Come over and join us on Facebook. Connect with us. And if you got some ideas about something that we should be doing, we'd be happy to hear from you. We thank you so much. I'm Sonya Cassandra Perdue, executive producer for Chicago's Black Business Radio Network. And let me not forget, if you'd like to sponsor one of our shows, please give us a call, 773-609-2226. As we close out, please take a few minutes to listen to some of our sponsors. And don't forget, remember Harold Washington. Thank you so much.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Have you been injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or dog bite incident? Has a loved one been injured or killed as a result of birthing negligence, nursing home neglect, or a work accident? Legal-Chicago.com helps Chicagoans find the right lawyer for free. Our work is making clients whole after they've been wronged by the negligence of others. Our work is connecting Chicagoans with the right lawyer for their case. Legal-Chicago.com's mission is to put cash into clients' hands. Legal, the hyphen symbol, Chicago.com. Visit Legal-Chicago.com for a free consultation and membership to our network of attorneys.
Black America, why are we still afraid? Black America, Asking Ourselves the Tough Questions by Sonya Cassandra Perdue is now available on Amazon.com or at askingourselvesthetoughquestions.info. Can you answer the tough questions? Pick up your copy today on Amazon.com or at askingourselvesthetoughquestions.info. And let's get tough.
Does your insurance company work for you? Hi, this is Ken Robinson, President and CEO of Ken Robinson & Associates Limited. We are an insurance brokerage firm located at 5963 West Madison Street, Chicago, Illinois. Our phone number is 773-626-0883. We make the insurance experience easier by shopping for you, saving you time and money. Our agency features the best insurance products, giving you the most competitive prices. We insure needs for less, featuring life, health, annuities, homeowners, auto, SR22, bond cards, business owners policies, general contractors liability, and vacant buildings. Now, we also offer coverages most major insurance companies no longer offer. Please call for a free quote at 773-626-0883.
What's a job or business that doesn't work? When you've tried everything and you haven't succeeded, try something new. Try Solove. Solove, the first true social commerce company ever created. Save money and even make money. Turn being social into commerce. Visit tour.smartsocialphone.com today. Visit tour.smartsocialphone.com today. That's tour.smartsocialphone.com. Or call us at 310-379-9822. That's 310-379-9822.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
You're listening to Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Listen to Classroom DNA with Ms. Phyllis Alston. This one-half-hour show is designed especially for parents, but is for anyone who wants to ensure that each child reaches their full potential. Classroom DNA is on the air every Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also, tune into Our Perspective, Thoughts from a New Generation, with Ms. Naila Ogle. Our Perspective is on every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. This weekly show offers its listeners a chance to hear impactful topics from America's next generation. Also join special media correspondent James Ogle on Our Perspective for a monthly segment on personal power and what it takes to be successful. Interested in being a broadcaster? Or would you like to sponsor one of our shows? Give us a call at 773-609-2226. That's 773-609-2226. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, executive producer. You're listening to Chicago's Black Business Radio Network. All Black, all news, all you. Thank you for joining us.